Sanctuary, Maryland, illegal alien accused of killing woman and her daughter in drunk driving crash. By John Binder on September 4, 2026. An illegal alien is accused of killing a woman and her daughter in a drunk driving crash in the sanctuary jurisdiction of Montgomery County, Maryland. Jose Antonio Caballero Nolasco, a 32-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador, was arrested and charged with two counts of negligent vehicular manslaughter and two counts of vehicular homicide with alcohol as a factor. According to police, on August 29 in Montgomery County, Caballero Nolasco was allegedly driving drunk when he began driving the wrong way on Interstate 270 and crashed head-on into a vehicle with four occupants. Two of the occupants, 46-year-old Muzammed Shamima Begum and her 23-year-old daughter Ariba Jaheen, died in the crash. The crash also left Shamima Begum's 8-year-old daughter with critical injuries. This illegal alien has been charged after a drunk driving crash that killed a woman and her daughter and injured two others, including an 8-year-old girl, in Montgomery County, Maryland. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in a statement. This tragedy was completely avoidable. Muzammed Shamima Begum and Ariba Jaheen should still be alive. ICE has lodged a detainer asking officials in Maryland to commit to not releasing this killer back onto our streets. My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their family, and for a swift recovery for those who were injured. Emphasis added. Caballero Nolasco remains incarcerated at the Montgomery County Detention Center. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has lodged a detainer against the illegal alien, seeking custody if he is released from jail at any time. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.